eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Aging is real, and so are the benefits of adding vital proteins, collagen peptides to your daily routine. Because around the age of 30, your body needs backup to keep your collagen up to help support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Available in the classic collagen peptides, collagen and protein shakes, and new Vital Proteins Collagen Sparkling Waters, so you can stay vital, stay you. Visit VitalProteins.com to learn more and where to buy. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Hey, everyone. Before we get to this week's show, I want to let you know on October 5th, I am going to be at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree. Come on out and meet me. And then on October 6th, we are doing an advanced screening for the movie The Sasquologist. You are going to have an opportunity to see this movie first before anybody else and also have a Q&A session with the cinematographers. If you want tickets to this event, go ahead and check out the link in the description below.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg and I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you want, go ahead and check out merkmerch.com for all your Merkel Media apparel needs. We have some new designs coming, so go ahead and check it out and stay tuned for more. Also, check out MerkelFilms.com for your documentary on-demand streaming, Sasquatch and the Missing Man, the most recent one right there at MerkelFilms.com. Now, today we have Jerry coming on the show, and Jerry contacted us to share about his lifelong experience of lurking dark entities. These things started when he was a kid and carry through to today in his family's home where he lives now. So let's get to Jerry right now. All right, today we have Jerry on the show. Jerry, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Tony? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, Jerry, you contacted us about these experiences that happened. Well, at least two of them happened when you were younger, and then the last one is kind of more modern. We're going to start off with your infancy because you had mentioned that, I guess in the email you didn't mention this, but later on you thought of it and you're like, it might be worth sharing. So I always think it's probably best to share as much as possible when it comes to haunting situations and things like that, because, I think a lot of times we wind up finding out that in people's early childhood, either things happen to them or you find out about, you know, your great grandmother that, you know, was into some funky stuff and just starts making everything else make sense. So if you could just start us off with your, you know, being an infant, whatever had happened to you that you thought maybe would be worth sharing.
Yeah. And I don't know that it has anything to do with it, but it's a good story and it's a good starting point anyway. So, I grew up in a small town west of Phoenix, and back then it was very west of Phoenix. It was a maybe a couple thousand people in the area. Now it's more like a suburb or whatever. And we lived there. My grandparents, my whole family lived in that town. And my grandparents had a very small house that was about a block off the main road. And the main road then, this would have happened in, I was born in 67, so this would have happened like probably around late 68, early 69, something like that. My dad used to work nights occasionally. And so when he would work nights, my mom would take me to my grandparents' house and she'd stay there and he'd come when he got, you know, got off, picked us up, bring us home and all of this. So one night, it was late. My mom, my grandmother were sitting up waiting for my dad. I was in a bassinet or something. And, all of a sudden somebody knocked on the door, which is odd. And they had a small house on a big lot. And this will come into play in a second, but the lot is probably, there was a fence around the house and it was probably 10 or 15 yards from the gate of the fence to their front door. Anyway, somebody knocked on the door. They obviously thought it was my dad. So my mom started gathering up our things. My grandma goes to the door and opens the door. It's not my dad. It's a woman with blonde hair and a fur coat. Like she said, it was a honey colored fur coat. And she said she had the greenest eyes I've ever seen. And she was just staring at me. And she said, I opened the door and she said, can I come sit by your fire? And for whatever reason, first of all, they didn't have a fire, but my grandma said it scared. She scared her to death. Like she was like terrified. She said she slammed the door. When she slammed the door, my mom jumped up off the couch, which is right next to the window, next to the thing, and looked out and there was nobody there. My grandmother opened the door. They both went outside. There was nobody there, nobody in the street. No cars, nothing. The next day she went and asked her neighbors, like, cause she felt bad. She's like, well, maybe this lady needed help. And no one had come to any of their houses that night. And I don't know if that's doing it with anything, but it was one of those, it's just one of those weird stories that my grandma never told me ghost stories and she didn't like to tell this ghost story, but occasionally someone would goad her into it and it never changed. It was always the same. And it always puzzled me, like, what was that? Who was that kind of thing? And so that's, I guess, would be the first weird story that happened. So if you want to fast forward, we can fast forward to high school. I grew up normal, nothing. I mean, I had a normal middle-class childhood. Everything's cool. Family intact. You know, I played sports, had good friends. I mean, nothing weird, right? In high school, I got heavy into skateboarding. And, this would have been the early to mid 80s. And so they were kind of intertwined with like the LA hardcore scene. And so we go see all the bands, like the bands from LA, TSOL and Adolescence and Circle Jerks and things like that would come to town. And, you know, we kind of fancied ourselves like kind of skateboard punk rock kids. You know, it was just fun and games, man. It was just like, we liked pissing off the right people and having fun playing pranks, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. I think it was probably around 84 or something like that. Things just started shifting darker. And I'm not suggesting that any of what I'm about to tell you has to do with supernatural at all. Because I think the supernatural had more to do with me than to anybody external to me. Right. But I could feel just things changed. People started kind of spiraling in different directions. You know, drug use became a little more heavy, like more LSD. Not me personally. I didn't. I mean, I did a couple of times here and there, but not anything like other people. I get to see my friends' lives and things happening that were not going the way that I thought was cool. And I thought, you know, I need to get out. I felt at my house, it got gloomy. It got, depressing. I could feel something was different. And I don't know if it came from the change in the culture or what it was. And I wrote you a story about, One of the big things that moved me on, and I'm not suggesting that this was paranormal, but who knows, man. A kid that we used to skate with killed his whole family. Like I had seen him like a week before. I just ran into him randomly and he was tripping hard. I don't know. Like he wasn't drunk. He wasn't high on weed. He was something, and he was with a couple guys I didn't know. Week later, my buddy calls me up after school and says, "Hey, Roger called, wants to know if we want to, he's going to have some people over, wanna know if we want to go skate." He had his half pipe in his backyard. And I was like, "No, I can't, man. I got school stuff I got to do that I've been putting off and everything." He's like, "Okay, well, we'll blow it off." And I don't know, it was probably like 20 minutes later, he calls me up and he's like, "Are you watching the news?" And I said, why would I be watching the news? Like, go turn on channel 5 and like leave me on the phone. So I turned on the TV and there was Roger. He dyed his hair green and he had like a half-assed mohawk and the cops were had him in handcuffs. He was getting arrested outside of a check cashing place. And the night before he called my buddy, he killed his whole family and they were still at the house, I guess. And he was inviting people over and it was one of those things. That was one of those things where I was like, all right, I really got to find something else to do with myself, right? Like this is going sideways bad. But like I said, I could feel it, you know, getting dark in my house. And I mentioned to you before, like weird things started happening. One of the weird things that happened early on was I remember getting ready for school and I was sitting on the couch and I kind of just like closed my eyes to like just rest for a second. As soon as I closed my eyes, I've never told this to anybody because it scares the shit out of me. I see this image, this clear image of this dude, bald-headed guy, you know, he's got his arm like on, like it looked like a hanging, almost like a pentagram or something, like it's gold. And he's just laughing in my face. And I just woke up and I was like, what the hell is that? Another time I was getting ready for school and I remember like turning on the water in the shower. And I used to turn on the water in the shower, brush my teeth, and then, you know, to take a shower and get out of there and go. And I remember turning the water in the shower. And then all of a sudden I woke up and I was like sitting on the floor. I was no clothes, had a towel across my lap. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? And I was like, I got to get in the shower. And I thought maybe I'd passed out because it got hotter or something. And I put my hand up and my hair was wet and the windows were all, you know, the mirrors were all fogged up. And I was like, I've already taken a shower. Like, where did this go? So things like trippy things started happening. Another thing, and I don't know if this is paranormal or not, but I kind of think it was, I'd been out all night, came home, dad was at work, my mom and my sisters were shopping. So I popped my bedroom window and came in because I forgot my key. So I go in the living room and I'm sleeping I took a nap in the living room, hear my dog bark. So I wake up and we had like a ranch style house and, I was wondering when my dog was barking. So I was going to go to the back door and let my dog in, but I heard something like back towards where my bedroom was, towards back. And our house had been broken into a couple times. So it wasn't like it would have been unusual. I mean, not a lot, but a couple times. So I thought somebody broke in the house. I'm like, somebody's back there. And so I start walking down. It's like long, narrow hallway. And just as I get to pass where the entrance would be for the kitchen to go back to the back of the house, I get this thought in my mind it was like, get a knife. I don't even know why that came in my mind. And I turned and there was like a butcher block right there, you know, a knife block. And I was going to grab a knife. And just as I turned, I see a guy step out the end of the hallway. And so I turned back around and I was like, get the hell out of here with what the hell's the matter with you? And that's when I see the gun. And he's got this gun like pointed like right at me. And I'm like, whoa, dude, whoa, what's going on? And then I saw the badge and it was a cop. And like I said, I don't know if this is paranormal, but I thought after the fact that wherever that thought came from, if I had acted on that thought and grabbed the knife, he would have killed me. Like right there, I'd have been dead. Not talking to you today, right? The only reason he didn't kill me is because wasn't armed, right? Another thing like that happened where I was on the beach in Mexico and thought, I wonder how far I can swim. The idea popped in my head. How far can you? Not a good idea, dude. Because you start swimming and by the time you figure out you can't swim any farther, you're too far out to get back in. And I was like, I started swimming back in and I wasn't making progress. And I didn't know anything about the ocean at the time. And I thought, I'm going to drown. I'm dead. And so finally I was like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm just going to go underwater and just gulp all this freaking water down and just get it over with. And as I went under, external to me, I heard a man's voice say, swim sideways. And I did. And I apparently I was in a rip and I got out and it pushed me up into the beach. I was so tired. I had to crawl on my hands and knees once it got shallow enough. I couldn't stand. Again, I don't know where this thought came. This like, it was almost like a self-destructive thought of like, go do something stupid that's going to kill you, you know? So those are some things. I told you another where a girlfriend of mine, she stayed the night at the house and, you know, my parents, that was not something that they would allow generally. I don't remember why. I think this had been after I graduated school slightly and she was going to college and I think she just was going to stay. So she was staying in my sister's bedroom across the hallway. I was in my bedroom. Got up the next day and she came up to me and she's like, did you come in the room last night? And I said, no, I didn't. I said, I was asleep all night. And she goes, I woke up and my pants and my underwear were folded, laying next to my head on the bed. And I was naked from the waist down. And I didn't do that. And I was like, I don't know. And it was just all these small, like little things. And I'm like, what the hell? And I had this other thing like with owls. Like there'd be like owls would like appear at my house. Like not like we don't have owls, but like weird shit. Like I was sitting at the park one night with my buddies and I, cause there's a park across the street and I look up and there's like a white, like barn owl just flying over me, just like above me, like maybe 20 feet. And I noticed it and then it just flew off. And I'm like, I've never seen that before. I came home one time, there were three owls sitting in the front yard. And so the whole thing was like, it was just getting weird. And so fast forward into the main part of the story. So one night, it would probably be this far, been like the fall of 85. And I was going to community college before I had gone off to university. I was going to community college trying to figure out what I was going to do. And in the middle of the night, I remember waking up it felt like there were not just one person, but like multiple people. It felt like there was a bunch of people standing around my bed and they were talking. And Tony, I've never told this part to anybody before because I don't like to think about it or say, they were like, we're going to teach you to kill. You're going to kill. You're going to do this. You're going to like all this shit, like all this violent, savage stuff. And I don't even know. I mean, I was always a Christian. I didn't go to church very often, but I just started saying the 23rd Psalm over and over again, over and over and over again. And it finally left. And I was like, okay. And I got up and I walked down the hallway. He's like, I need to get a glass of water or something. I walked in the hallway, the kitchen was dark. And I walked in the kitchen and all of a sudden my mom says, what are you doing up? And she was sitting at the kitchen table in the dark. I said, what are you doing in here? I said, I had a nightmare. Like I didn't want to talk about it. I was like, I had a nightmare. And she goes, yeah, she goes, I had one too. And I was like, well, what was yours about? And she said, I dreamed that there was a trap door in the house and this monster was trying to get in and I was trying to hold it out. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's weird. Whatever. And so I drank water and we kind of talked about some other stuff. And I went back to bed, got up the next morning and I was sitting on the cat. My sisters had a mama cat and the mama cat had baby cats. So we would put all the cats in the garage at night just so they weren't running around the house and, you know, like maybe, you know, urinate on something or whatever like that. We just put them out there when nobody's watching them. And there were no cars in the garage because my dad had like a little wood shop set up out there. And, so I was sitting on the couch tying my shoes. I was going to drive my mom's car that day, go to work or go to school, go to work. And I was going to take her to my grandmother's house and they were going to go shopping and whatever. But I was tying my shoes and all of a sudden I hear the cats in the garage. They were screaming. That's like totally full on screaming. And then things started banging off the walls, like boom, boom. Like the wall between the living room and the garage was like, there was like stuff on a shelf. It was like shaking and you could hear things slamming. And I didn't know what it was, man. And I ran and I opened the garage door and the cats ran in the house past me. When I opened the door, they darted in. And in the corner of this empty garage, directly opposite me, something howled. It was like this long, like, and it just lasted for like so long, but it was like a howl. Like it was an animal like howl.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let's talk eggs. Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs, to be exact. My favorites, the only kind I've got in my fridge. No joke. And here's why. These aren't your average eggs. The hens live on open pastures with fresh air and sunshine all year long. They forage on local grasses and stretch their wings. They're living their best life. That care really shows in the taste. I love mine scrambled with a little butter or whipped up into a fancy frittata. And here's something most people don't know. You can trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Seriously, side of the carton, you'll find the farm name. Type it in at vitalfarms.com/farm and you'll get a 360-degree peek at the pasture. Plus, Vital Farms is a certified B Corporation, which means they're committed to improving the lives of people, animals, and the planet through food. Eggs you could feel good about. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
It's said everything happens for a reason, but maybe everything happens for a Reese's. Take noise-canceling headphones. Do they block hearing to heighten taste? That sound seems to show everything happens for a Reese's.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Hi, this is Danielle Robay, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack, Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise? A snack that feels light, not heavy. Made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds. Nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems. Cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict? These are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.